Ephesians 4:21-24. By Paul Bucknell, translated by Reverend Mubiru. From English into Luganda. Three key principles to Christian growth. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
It's just a small part of what he's doing all over the earth. Do you know he's doing the same thing in
India?
That the church has exploded in South America. And the number of believers in Africa are so many compared to the whole Western world.
All over
there's as many believers as in Nigeria as in America. God is doing a great work. He says he is building the church. And the gates of Hades will not hold it back. What God started, no one can hold it back. Why has God chosen to put His divine spirit in our lives? Because He's trying to reflect His glory from on earth back to heaven. We know Christ walked along the earth. People love to be here. Same way, He wants the Holy Spirit to grow in your life, Christ grow in your life. That people begin to see God in
abantu batandika okulaba Katonda omulamu buli omu mu buli mutwa
wano. He said, well, I'm kind of old. I really don't know too much about God.
Kwegambo yinza okugamba nti ekyamazima zibiri yange sibimanyi nnyo ebya Katonda.
Or you might say, I'm really young and I'm just so young.
Oyinza okugamba nti nkyali muto ziramu kugamba nti nkuba akadde nga
mu mutwa. Some might say, I'm kind of young and I want to. Well, I'm too busy right now. My brother just spoke about the importance of life, what God is doing. Now I
want to
share how God can use each one of your lives in a very powerful way. A friend was just telling him that he was trying to plant a tree here in Uganda. And that tree, when it grows, well, it looks healthy. But then after a while, it's not there and it's not.
And he
says, well, that tree's still good. You see, God is starting something with this church today. Did you ever think what kind of fruit God wants to bear from this tree?
He's
already taken the most important to begin this church. That's Jesus Christ. He's the rock upon which all things are built. Then he sends preachers in to bring the word.
To see
the
and
the word of God grows in your life.
And
then he sends preachers in to bring the word to see I've been around, I've visited many churches. And sometimes I ask, well, how did this church begin? And they put their face down a little bit. Because, well, there was a problem when it began. There were two elders that were, working along. So they just separated. What kind of seed is that? What kind of seed is that? That's not what God wants to do. But God thinks about this church. He wants to produce a great people of his love.
It depends on whether my children are fighting with each other.
God
wants this people here to get along in such a way that he can delight in your love for one another. I want to show you today three ways we can be that people of God. If you have a Bible, open up to Ephesians.
We're
going to be
looking at
verses 21-24. I'll start reading with verse 20. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24. And put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of truth.
So much.
Nayemwe, Jemuai, Gawemujo,
Risto. Ovanda Mamuya, Nemuigiziba Muyenga, Mazima, we got Yesu, we got the pieces over the year, Mue Ovamurom Kuweda, Abunda. Gumba, Okolimba, Erop Fugavaja, Muyoberozo Yamwe, Obama Romukom, Yatonium Panta Katonda, Mobutok, Ebenemutuku, Obamasim.
We'll see the first principle in verse 22.
Kati Puraba, Ebenone Soka, Kadiria Kari,
regarding to the way you used to live.
O Pusinze Apungari Kamare and the Wedda,
you lay aside your own self.
Verse
23
is the second.
You renewed in the spirit of your mind.
And
the three is you put a new spirit. You live according to your new self. So there's the old.
Why you walk,
it is renewal of the mind.
That's why you want to
focus on the
world.
And there's the new. Now, how does this work in Christian life? I
want to
first describe each one of these. Then I
want to
show you how it practically works out. It is just amazing when you begin to understand what God's saying here. oyinza okutandika okwewuunya singa otegeera katonda kyayogera mu nyiriri zino
zensekisookera
ddala kigamba nti mweyambuleko omuntu oli omukadde kubanga ffe tuli bitonde bijja mu kristo yesu kati tubuuza ate ekikadde kyekiriwa ekikadde kibeerawo ekyo kye twazaalibwa nakyo kwegamba ekikadde kitegeeza biri bye nakolanga okubirekera ddala kati kino kyogerwako mu ssuula ezisooka wano muyiri ezisooka kwegamba weggyako obwenzi buli obulimba obwo n'obubbi
amba
bulire nze bwe nali kyalikalinzi katono nali mubbi yenyini ate nga saagala muntu yena akimanye nga mmanye okutambula mu sitoowe we yeeka kwegamba nga mbulire bwe baaboneka enjagala mu sitoowa yeeka omanyinze famire mwemba yalinja bwe kimala kati twalina bintu bingi kati okuyayana kuli okwagala ebintu ntw ebibi nanamaalaba katwali akati naye singa nsoberera mpola nekateeka mu nsawo ate tewalyalaba ekyo kinena obwo bwe bulamu obukadde nantwala ebitali byange naye okuyayana kwange kufuga obulamu bwange kwegamba nali sirowooza kubeera manija wa dduuka nga nneerowoozaako nze ng'omuntu omu kwegamba banange ekyo kibi ate era nga n'okulimba tegesiraho kinkoze kyonna sina kye nayogedde naye ng'ekyamazima wabyogedde n'okulimba n'olimba kati ekiri ekikulu ekikadde munda kyekiyayana bulijjo nga kyagala okufuna bitulabako ebweru mukimanyi ti ebizibu maka agasinga biva mu kuyayanako n'okwomunda mukimanyi ti ebizibu amawanga byegalina biva mu kuyayanako n'okwomunda okulwanagana okubba enguzi buno bulamu bukate bwekusawaanya naye ng'omubiri gwa kristo okubeera omusana omugya kati n'otandika okwaka mu kitundu kati endeeyusa engali n'ogambaze kati neekyo katonda kyasinga okwagala okukola bulamu bwaffe kiki kyayogera wano kye tuweeyambula singa okwata akatundu ku lugoye n'okwata ekkooti eno n'ogyamulako kati neyo ekkooti kyagamba tiboova mu bubbi n'ofa mu bwezi n'ofa mu buyaani kati ebyo oba obyeyambuze ekyo kikola otya tegamba bulireko okukikola otya bwe nali ntappa bwe nalokoka nga nalaliko okunumiriza ebintu bwe nalokoka lwe nategeera nti bye nali nkola byali nkyamu eddaala erisooka kwe kutegeera by'okola nkyamu ekyo no kwekwatula tunoonya okusonyibwa okubeera kristo naye yale tunoonya okuzibwawo
That's your life.
How am I going to
burn that so no longer bothers me? Well, I went to the back of the store manager.
That is another year, it was a program money to open that easy baby.
And I took the money that was worth and apologized and gave
them money. I never got the damage from the number of hours, maybe that part. But the number of hours, I think I got the money to be.
You see, that was your
life.
And I didn't want to be part of my life anymore.
And I said bad things to my parents.
I said bad things.
I'm going to go to the house.
Then you probably are not a genuine believer. What marks a genuine believer is that desire to live for the Lord. He's taken the Spirit of God and put it in us, so we have a desire like Him to be holy. Now you might be thinking, well, I do want to, but I have a hard time.
Okay, so
remember it. You want to confess it, all of it. You want to ask for forgiveness from Christ.
You
full restoration.
Put it in the past.
God going to do something more in your life.
Now
the second thing he mentions is to be renewed in your mind. It says that in verse 23. You be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, when we lay off our old lives, that's like, stop doing something. But the renewal of the mind is I have to think according to God's way. The third thing, he said you put the new self on. Verse 24, is the likeness of God. It's been created in the righteousness and holiness of truth. So every believer has a new self. believer must realize that inside of him that desire to do good.
It's
a church we can grow together. Now really today, what I really want to focus on is on we want to do good. Now if you don't want to do good, then you know you need to still repent and come to know Jesus. Don't be fooled by Satan thinking you know him. Don't be fooled by Satan. If you don't have a heart for God, then you're not a believer. To be a believer, you follow Jesus.
Okay.
Now, if you don't follow Jesus, then you're not a believer. If you keep following the world, who do you belong to? It's very evident. The question is, though, for those people who want to do the good, but keep falling down again. You know, it might be that wife who is trying to speak gently to her husband. But every time she starts complaining and fussing. It's a husband who comes home and says, I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to get upset. But 5 minutes after he's home, he's yelling. He's angry. And then 10 minutes later, he's
yelling.
What's wrong? What if we're prideful? We're lusting after people. I want to show you the secret of overcoming. And it's right here in this word, renewing of your mind. He says, when it says to live according to your new self, it's like putting new clothes on. That's like when you said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to do good. But a couple days later, you're back down again. Okay, so what does it mean, renew your mind? What if Jesus to take the word of God, the truth of God, put it in your mind and begin to make decisions according to it. Now this is where we have to learn to love God's word and put it in our mind. Now what he did in verse 25 down to the end of the chapter, he says, mentioned 5 areas on how to do this. Verse 25, he says, lay aside falsehood. That's the old manner of life. Lay aside falsehood in verse 25. Chapter Ephesians 4, verse 25. So you put away the lying, right? You speak the truth. That's putting the new self on. Each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Often when we're trying to overcome sin, we say, okay, I'm not going to lie anymore. I'm just
going to
say what's true. But next week we're lying again.
He
says speak truth, but he gives us the clue here. Why? How are we going to think if we're going to overcome this? He says this in verse 25. Because we are members of one another. The reason we lie is to be able to deceive people. And this is the way Satan works, the darkness, the secrecy of our hearts. But what if each one of us said, no longer this line in our midst. When someone comes by and says, oh, I'm sorry. Huh? Is it true? Is it true?
C'est pour vous.
Or are you just saying things?
You
know, sometimes we look at each other, right? And we think, we're pretending everything's okay. But down in our hearts, we're letting the old self, we know we're really angry. How are we
going to
change things? We have to get rid of that anger. We have to get rid of all that. Take off that old self. Because God's given us something so much better. It's the world doesn't have those things. Love, truth, peace. The joy of the Lord. Not just because we say hallelujah. Because in our hearts, we are so joyful. Let's go back to speaking falsehood. Renew my mind. How am I supposed to think? I'm so upset. Why should I speak the truth to someone I hate? That is the truth, right? So it forces us to say, well, if I'm going to speak the truth, I better straighten out my heart first. If I'm going to speak the truth to my brother, I need to straighten out my own heart first. And the way you do is renew your mind. You begin to think about how he is really a member of my body. On one hand, but here's my other hand. If we fight, we're
going to
destroy each other. It's time I begin to believe that brother is more important than me. It's time that I begin to recognize my heart has hatred in it. And I'm covering up that hatred with lies. And I'm covering up that hatred with lies. I say, hi, brother. I don't mean it. If we don't change, what kind of church are we going to be? A church with Satan can use it. But when we begin to confess our sin, right before God, this is my brother, and I want to love him. I'm
going to
take away my pride, and I'm going to begin to serve him. And all the hostility will be something else. I know you want love. You want peace. But you want to love him more. You want joy. You have to make room for it and take out the old. But there will be that fighting inside. That fighting is good, by the way. It means you know about the old man. Along with his desires of hatred, anger, lying. But you
want to
put it away, you know it's not good.
Yeah.
That's the new man. That's Christ living in me. And when you realize that battle is between the old and the new, all of a sudden you understand. Satan's been deceiving you. deceiving me. I've been living by my own.
Kujasani abada ni mbamba de jawe linga umuko mkate.
The truth is he's my brother.
Ya mazimagari kolonganda wange orumanyina orumanyina ze.
I work with them, not against them.
Nze ntambula na Yesu sisimu kumulwanyisa.
And the truth of God begins to shape my mind.
Kati amazimagari ne gatandika kunyenya mbongo bwange.
And when I've determined to live by the truth, it forces me to make straight all my heart.
Is there
someone you need to forgive right now? Is there someone you need to forgive right now? Is there a brother or sister you don't really like too much?
Is there
someone that you said that I wish I had
her
money?
Is there someone that you said that
I wish I had her money? Or her husband.
Huh?
I wish I had her money, or her husband.
We're going to see. God said, there's a little bit of money. We're going to move to the number one.
Those are old desires.
The new is, praise God, I have my wife,
and I'm going to the
land. If you have a job, you're going to have a job. You never have a job. You're going to have a job. You're going to have a job.
It's taken the recognition of what God's given us and beginning to give praise to Him. Well, let me give another example here. In verse 28,
it
says, let him who steals steal no longer.
But
rather let him labor, performing with his own hands what is good, in order that he might have something to share with someone who has need. So, when you start thinking about stealing, you
got to
take the truth. God doesn't want me taking something from someone else. Because I'm not loving them and helping them. Okay, God, I want you to help me to work extra hard so I have a little bit of something I can give to that person. Do you see the power of truth? I'm letting him say, yes, I'm going to work hard to give something away. That is the spirit of Christ. Now, what if everyone here started living by those principles? The little ones and the old ones. The place would change. People say, what is going on with these people? God must be living there. Because that is not the world. That's not the way this world works. Let me look at one more principle.
Verse
31 is the fifth one. He gives actually five examples. Let all bitterness, verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
Honestly,
right? We've been hating that family for so long. It's time we become begin to be a loving family. And you might be of the family and say, well, we apologize. For all these years, we should have been helping you, encouraging. We haven't been doing that. But what we want to do is we want to be that family to encourage you. And if you would accept some rice that we can give to you, we'd be glad if you could continue. Don't expect anything back. But see, it's not what they do back to you, it's what you're doing for them. And begin to set free what God wants to do in our life and in our church. See, when we think of what God can do through a church, through a family, through an individual believer, there's that tree that's planted, it's got to bear fruit. We already read in verse 24, he planted the seed of righteousness and truth in our souls. And now we can start making decisions according to love, peace, and joy. I teach quite a bit about anxiety and worry. And I just see people just free. They worry about food, they worry about what their husband's going to say. They need to renew their mind. And you'd be like Philippians 4, begin to think and thank God for what he has and trust him. Those who trust in the Lord will find that peace of God that passes understanding. Now let me give you an example, illustration. Some of you have ridden a bike. Some of you have ridden a bike. And a bicycle just has the two wheels, its chain, and a steering wheel. But say outside there, there's going to be two bicycles. There's the broken one. The broken one, the chain is off. The brakes don't work. One of the tires is no air. Right next to it is a new bike. It is shining. The tires, both of them have nice air. When you turn it, the wheels turn. And that God has given each one of you a new bike. Yeah. Of course, there's an old bike out there too. And today, when you go out, you have a choice of the old or the new bike. But if you can go out there, you can choose the old one or the new one. Which one? The new one. Anybody know? You had it so long, you know? Okay, now let's just think about our lives. We know gossiping is wrong, right? Talking behind someone's back. Because there's no love there. Now let's just think about our lives. And so we're just saying, oh, I shouldn't gossip. But somehow, like a church, we get a pastor, you should have gone, okay, I'll never gossip. But when you get home, when you start thinking, all of a sudden you're starting to gossip again.
No, that
okay, why is it when God gives us a new way of living? It's like we go out the door and we choose the old life. I get on that new bike. We're going to fall in love, and mess up our life for the likes of God. Can you then say that the men can say that I'm going to be a man of God? God told me to go, so I come, but reluctantly.
Okay. katonda ngamba okugenda naye ate nze nembivaamu nga
kitundeyo I don't want to go, but I'm here.
Bugamba, sagara kugenda naye ate
nduwa. Maybe some of you are like that right today. I don't know.
Abantumanyi ekamwakyaga tulwaleero.
But you see, you look at the scripture, what does it say? He gives you a secret. He says, encourage one another. Also, hey,
all right,
I'm not only supposed to go to church, I'm supposed to find someone else that doesn't want to go to church and bring them with me. So when we start feeling like, hey, why is it necessary to go to church? I've memorized Hebrews 10:25. And you tell the Lord, hey Lord, my old manner of life, I don't want to go. I
know
my part, I should worship you, Lord.
Amen.
I want you right now to transform me. I want to use me to help me to help me to encourage someone else to go. This is Saturday, this is Friday. I'm going to start praying for someone I can encourage to go.
Why do you want to go to
them? So, you see how I let the truth begin to shape my prayer life and how I live. And so you go in someone's house. Hey, why'd you go with me? And then they said, no.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They said, well, I'll come next week and see if you're coming. You see, by taking hold and fighting off that old life, taking on the new, with the power transforming of your mind. God is able to transform our lives. And I would just, from my own experience
and
the scriptures teaching, he says that he's given us the scriptures to transform us in every area of our life.
Kati ndokusinzira kumanya ibuveni na mu Bible n'okusomesa ebyawandiikwa bigamba nti Katonda yateekawo akulembeze bano bonna kusobola okukyusibwa.
God is building here at church.
Katonda ali mu kuzimba wano ekkanisa.
You can be a people that is shining brighter than anyone around. That has to do with you as individuals, as a family, as a church body. Because this is the kind of church planted in truth and righteousness. And we welcome God, the Spirit, to come down and renew us. Are you ready to work with the Spirit of God working in your life? If you go and you take this step, you will see that God will transform not only your life, but the whole of your life. Three principles.
Amen.
Number one, the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you do it with me? Lay off the old. Everybody, take your hand. Lay off the old. Renew your mind. Put on the new. Now, some of you are very slow here. Well, let's try it once more. Okay, put off the old. Renew your mind. Put on the new. And because of God's grace, we can live above
the whole world.
I just like to now pray.
Amen.
Father in heaven, you have made us a people free to love. We have the power of God to live righteous lives. We ask that you would make this a righteous community of your people. Overflowing with the love of God. We also pray that you would guard us from the deceit of the evil one.
Tukusabira otulungamye okumenya obulimba bw'omulabe.
Lord, there's the old Christ, there's the new Christ. For far too long we've been choosing the old. We think somehow we have to do that.
That was in the new talk.
But no, you've given us the new. Help us, O Lord, to escape the lust of the world. Live in a transforming love of God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus to bless this church, to bless each family, to bless each believer. We might reflect your glory here on earth, even as it is in heaven. We thank you for your purpose to bear much good fruit from this church. Let us see it happen, O Lord. In the great name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's stand and sing together.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's stand and sing together.
Amen.
Let's stand and
sing together. Amen. Amen.
Ephesians 4:21-24 by Paul Bucknell, translated by Reverend Mubiru, from English into Luganda. Three key principles to Christian growth. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net, releasing God's truth to a new generation.